Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deal. I want to take your phone calls, but I really want people, myself included, to have their point, be ready to go. But to get to your point, because we don't screen your calls like you're talking to an audience. So many times people call up, and I really know this stuff inside, outside, backwards, and forwards, and I'm trying to follow the archaic stuff you're getting to. And that's good. Sometimes it's amazing. It's different. My show's different. I don't screen your calls other than sometimes when we have a guest on, it's a certain topic. We say, hey, you're going to be on this topic, right? But it's a free-for-all. Whatever you want to talk about, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air, 800-259-9231. Man, where to start? What I'll do is I'll take calls for 30 minutes, and we got a guest for about 10 minutes, then I'll take calls. And then in the third hour, I am just going, I've got to go through all this news. I mean, it also gets to me that I read all this stuff and scan over it, and then I don't ever cover but about, I don't know, 10% of it. I've got to get to what I think happened with Chris Kyle. I mean, how crazy is, come on, you know that smells. Come on. Come on, the timing, that guy of all people. I mean, what is the probability? Something's going on. Or maybe it is that they've had people serve 5, 6, 7 tours and put them on psychotropics. This guy was under psychiatric care, and the government did it to him that way either. I mean, it's government whether they staged it or not. I mean, we see extraordinary craziness happen because it's crazy, and it's going to get crazier. All the more reason we should have water filters, guns, be prepared. Try to move to the suburbs at least. Try to move out in the country if you can. That's what all the elite are doing. But when we do it, oh, it's weird. He's got guns, and he's concerned about his security. And they even told their kids, don't trust the government. I'm sorry. I don't trust the government anymore. Because at the top, it's run by bad people. And more I see it trickling down. More and more, even if people in the government don't like it, they're following unconstitutional orders. They're following unconstitutional orders. And I understand sometimes it isn't a perfect world or, you know, nobody's perfect. But, I mean, the system is really corrupt. And don't you instinctively, working for the system, not want your kids and grandkids growing up in this? I mean, look, I've said this a million times. You'll probably never meet your great-great-grandson or daughter. But if you could, wouldn't you love them as much as your son or daughter today or your grandchildren today? You know you would. In fact, there'd be a strange pride, wouldn't it? I mean, I know my grandmother, almost 90 years old, my last grandparent living, still sharp as a tack. She really gets satisfaction. You can see it in her eyes looking at her great-grandchildren. Think about it. That's the woman who had my mother, who had me, and now I have children. But if you think about it, I touch my mother touches her mother. It's my children came out of my genetics, my wife and I. And then I come from my mother, she comes from her mother, she comes from her mother, she comes from her mother. And you're only talking 30, 40 generations all the way back to the beginning of recorded history. We are touching George Washington. We are touching Colonel Travis. We are touching those that lived in the days of Christ. We are touching those that, you know, that lived under the Qin dynasty in China. You are touching the old African kings, if you're from Africa, you are directly, you are these people. You are literally their flesh and blood. The love they transferred magically. It is spiritual. I mean, good magic, like magic in the world, beauty, wonder. They are transferring that down in through the generations in a direct line. That's why this genetic engineering is blasphemy.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The toll-free number to join us in the shower is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Again, it is Monday, the fourth day of February 2013. We've got a guest coming up, the author of The Fix Is In, Brian Toohey is going to be coming on to get his take on the Super Bowl, the power outage. It looked pretty darn staged. Even Yahoo Sports says, did Illuminati sign, was it a signal that the power was to go out? How do you pronounce that woman's name? I'm embarrassed. I don't even know the name of these pop idiots. Beyonce, that's what I thought. Did Beyonce flash an Illuminati sign? Why did the Superdome power go out? Your Super Bowl mysteries solved. So we're going to be going over that. And again, all a conspiracy theorist is now is someone who questions known liars in corporate globalist media and in a corrupt government. Now, because people have lost total faith in the system, it doesn't mean that everybody out there with their own theory is right. It doesn't mean all the alternative media is right. It doesn't mean that I'm always right. We're all imperfect creatures. But we know the system has an authoritarian bent and a goal that it's pushing. Reuters report contradicts Obama's skeet shooting photo. Story said Obama played golf on August 4th, retired for dinner. And I got to say, Cass Sunstein at the White House said we'll do cognitive infiltration. We'll put out our own ridiculous conspiracy theories that are actually true but don't matter to just get everyone fighting over something. And this doesn't look like any shotgun blast I've ever seen. It looks like a smoke pop gun or something. And I'm not saying Obama would just shoot a gun. Obama's all about guns. He's a gangster. He's a globalist. But just like they put out a fake birth certificate to get us all debating about it, and then it turns out, no, he really was probably born in Hawaii, but to a famous communist. And they did cover up where he came from and have sealed his records, and he had all these other different names, and his mother was into all this weird stuff, and that's why they say in his Harvard dissertation, and when he was the head of the law review, in just scores of publications, he said for 17 years he was born in Kenya. His wife said it. And all that is to tantalize us. They know that. They throw that out. They know that's a lie. There's so many lies you can't get to the truth. Because it's just lies on lies on lies on lies. During the break, we had Fox News on out there, and I saw Obama getting off Air Force One with Al Franken. And I saw the Air Force officer walk over and greet them, and everyone sycophantically looking at them and groveling. And Obama's getting off on the narcissistic power trip. Al Franken is shaking with pleasure. I mean, I remember reading about how Dennis Kucinich sold out on Obamacare and a bunch of other stuff so that he could get a ride on Air Force One. I mean, are we peacocks or are we humans? Are we preening, sycophantic peacocks? I guess a lot of us are. And I looked at everyone there. They were just getting off on the power, getting off. And the Air Force officer was, Mr. President, a bunch of sycophants. And the Marines were getting off on it. And Franken, it was all a big joke. What, a big armored Cadillac and an Air Force One? So you can shell out humanity and feel powerful about yourselves? The stars are in the sky. The universe, incredible beauty. Your family, your children, everything good, literature, art. These politicians and people, they're not rock stars. You know, the reason people have admired literature and artists and actors and philosophers is because they do offer something. Beautiful music, beautiful plays, ideas. They express things that touch our soul and build us up. Shakespeare deserves to be admired. You may say they're, you know, evil or whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is it's beautiful. Things like Led Zeppelin, Beethoven, and different things touch different people. That, I would be giddy to be around somebody like Robert Plant, not because he's a celebrity, but because his voice has touched me so many times. Do you understand the difference? But then it's strange. When you admire someone, you then don't want to meet them because that would damage the spiritual relationship. You understand the difference of what I'm saying here? Like, I know where Robert Plant goes every week at a certain time here in Austin. I would never go there to try to meet him. And I'm not some big fan of Robert Plant. It's just I'm trying to think, who would I want to meet? I would want to meet somebody like Mother Teresa who helped people. I would want to meet Ernest Borgnine, which I had a chance to do and was too busy and didn't do because I'm just not into it. Who? Ted Knight. I would love. There you go. I think I've said that. Ted Knight. You don't know who Ted Knight is? Oh, don't fire me, Lou. Look, I said I'd go to your calls. The point is that we're selling out for nothing. In fact, you guys actually taped it. Can you show when they get to the bottom of the gangplank, walking down the steps there off Air Force One, and just the faces they're making? Again, if you're a radio listener, you obviously can't see this, but I'm showing it to TV viewers who are watching over at InfoWarsNews.com. And it just shows all of the satisfaction. And I know the looks on faces. Those aren't looks of, oh, it's an exciting day, or we just heard a funny joke, or we're going somewhere really cool. It's like we're with the cool president who's jogging. We're all out here in the power structure. You know, the Secret Service are all into their get-ups, their black trench coats and their submachine guns under them. And see, they don't like the fact that we have guns. You see, they want the exclusivity of having electricity, and you're not going to have it. They're going to turn your electricity off, but in the government district, they're going to have it. They're going to be allowed to have kids. You're not. They're going to go places and fly over you and fly over country while you cling your Bibles because you're not going to have your guns, they say. You're bitter clingers. You don't like them. You're not in on the delusion. And it's so incredibly empty. It's so incredibly empty. That's why I can't bring myself, even though we're doing it, building big fancy sets and going and getting fitted for a bunch of fancy suits. But I've got to do it because if it'll get people to listen to what I'm saying, so I can warn them, I will wear a waiter outfit. I will wear a high signet power. In fact, I was even thinking about it and then was amazed to see another talk show host do it, where we could build a fake Oval Office and sit there and broadcast from that, and then everyone would fall down and do whatever I said. But I don't want to manipulate through symbols. I want you to become aware of the manipulation and become really conscious so that humanity can be risen up instead of driven down. But just watching the faces of the just cringing with shaking with the power trip of, we're exclusive, we're here, we've made it, we've arrived. And I've noticed all these sycophants is the same looks in North Korea. And I've watched old film reels of other dictatorships and things going back 100 years. The people all look at the dictator or look at the puppet because through that they get their reflected power. They have people that then under them look at them with this weird sycophantic strangeness. I can't stand it when people do it to me. And it's just like pathetic. I mean, I would have loved to have met Stanley Kubrick. I would have loved to have met Ernest Hemingway. Not that I even agree with his politics, but his writing touched my heart. His writing told things that I'd experience in different ways, and I communed with his soul. The truth is, humans aren't pathetic, failed creatures. One side of us is, but the globalists want to put us artificially into that. We need to reach for the stars, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I got a bunch of news coming up. I said I'd go to your calls. Eric in Colorado, you're on the air. You want to comment on the Super Bowl? Go ahead. Oh, you dropped off. Okay, let's go to Darren in Florida, news reports and daughter's meds. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I wanted to first talk about Chris Kyle, if I might.
The sniper, go ahead.
Okay, sir. Because of what's been going on and listening to you, and thanks, Ditto, from what everybody says, the great job you're doing, I've begun to see a lot of things I hadn't really paid attention to before. And my son, who's in the ROTC, called me late Saturday night to tell me about Chris Kyle. I just couldn't believe it. So yesterday morning before church, I got up and started looking at all the news, the local news, paying very good attention to the local news that I could. And I started noticing some inconsistencies right off. And I wanted to review them real quick with you, if I could, and your listeners. One, the initial reports were saying that the a suspect was witnessed. They heard gunshots about between 3:30 and 4 o'clock, and then they saw someone driving off in a truck. But no one actually saw the suspect shoot him. The second news thing came later saying that a hunter came to the lodge at 5 o'clock and found him dead. Well, that's a pretty big inconsistency right there. Even more important, the initial reports on Fox 5 News, and I listed in the news, but that's immaterial, stated that he was apprehended on a stretch of highway. I believe it was I-35 by Camp Wisdom Road. And they show the cameras there on the police cars in the dark with the lights flashing. However, just like Sandy Hook, they were not allowed to go up and view the person that they had in custody in the vehicle. They said they got him out of the truck, he's in the vehicle, but the news persons were not allowed to show the guy's face on the camera.
Listen, the whole thing's suspicious. What's the chance that Chris Kyle, who's definitely involved in psyops against the American people, but highly decorated, ends up getting killed. The whole thing is very, very, very suspicious. I'm going to come back and let you finish those points. Then we'll go to all the rest of the callers. We got Nick in Ireland who wants to talk about the hostage crisis. Stay with us. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It looks like something out of Central Casting. You've got the most deadly sniper in U.S. history, self-billed. A guy who in his book, I'm not trying to run a dead guy down, but you know I've had my problems, and I've talked to Chris Kyle at length. He's being sued by Ventura. He admitted in his book that he had lied to people about other stuff. Changed his story about Ventura, later said it was outside, and nobody had basically seen it. He has no witnesses. Ventura has all these witnesses that it never happened. the lawsuit was going forward. And this guy was high up. And he was published by a division of News Corp. It was going to come out who put him up to this. This PSYOP against Ventura. And I talked to him at length on the Opie and Anthony show, and he sounded like a nice guy on the surface. And I don't know if he was set up. I don't know what happened. But the fact that he's killed and there's no witnesses, and I looked up this lodge. Hundreds of people are there at any one time. Very suspicious that nobody saw it on a Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Yeah, a lot of stuff. And then you find the classic PTSD Marine at his house. And I guess he'll come out and say he did it. I mean, we know the government got the underwear bomber on the plane. That came out in Congress. We know they ordered a stand down on 7-7. We know they ran drills of the exact same trains being bombed at the exact same time and exact same locations. So, again, they have a history of this. Yes, you're not wrong to say they could have staged it, because if they've staged other mass shootings, Operation Northwoods describes how to do it and how to even blame patsies. Just type in Operation Northwoods. You'll be at the Library of Congress, and you can read a, what, 12-page declassified memorandum green-lighted by L.L. Lindenser, Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff, to JFK's desk, who vetoed it. And then Bobby came back. This has since been declassified. It's even on Frontline on PBS. I've read this. It was declassified about 15 years ago, but it came out a few years ago, mainstream news. You can look it up. Bobby Kennedy wanted to run a false flag against Nicaragua. Also, they talked about bombing the Honduran embassy and blaming it on the Honduran government. Don't believe me? Just type RFK wanted to run false flag against Honduras and Nicaragua. Look it up. So, yeah, they do this stuff. They're the people that do this. Out of thousands of graduate SEALs the last decade, thousands and thousands, it happens to this guy. Come on. And SEAL Team 6, the helicopter with 23 of them, which they never put. And it said they were suspicious. The mission was weird. They weren't told where they were going. They always basically are. There was no planning. This came out. They were told, get on the helicopter. And we were told, more evidence, they were killed. They went to save Army Rangers pinned down. Turned out that wasn't true. See, when they have a PR thing like, yeah, Pat Tillman was charging up an Al-Qaeda hill, taking out Al-Qaeda. Turns out they murdered him, but Private Lynch was charging into the enemy territory at the convoy. Turned out she was cowering in fear. Rest of her unit fought the Iraqis. The unit started speaking out, so they killed four of them in 1 week. Car accidents, shot in the back of the head. One guy was barbecuing in Phoenix, and a guy pops up in a black, head-to-toe black uniform, double taps him in the head at about 30 yards away and disappears. And the police are like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, a guy just pops up in a ninja outfit, double taps you in the head. Oh, that's not a government sniper or anything. That's just exact training. Precision kill. And Private Lynch, she went public. I said, you better go public or you're dead. I don't know if she got the warning. She came out 3 days later after those four people got killed in her unit that were speaking out. She said, it's all fake. Pentagon told me to lie. Jerry Bruckheimer was producing it. Jerry Bruckheimer was scripting and telling him what to say and what to do. When they did the fake raid on the hospital, he was on a SAT connection, video SAT, telling the commander what to do on that raid, how to stage it, as she hid underneath the gurney. 3 days after the Iraqi Republican Guard had pulled out, 3 days after the doctors had come and said, hey, this area is open. Come, she's here. They sent people, found that it was true, pulled back. Jerry Bruckheimer directed the whole thing. That's on record. BBC even admitted it. Yeah, there's the BBC admitting it. And they just meant as a footnote. Oh, by the way, it was directed by Jerry Bruckheimer. Directed by the director of Black Hawk Down. Now, you think things might be fake? I don't know, caller. Go ahead and finish your point. We only got a minute. It's just, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. Go ahead.
The point was, Alex, it's just like you said, you know, then the police found him at his home, and they had footage of the cops by homes all in a row with the police car. They were at the tape around it. So which was he? Was he on the highway, or was he caught at his home? All these inconsistencies.
Well, you're always like going to get inconsistencies, but when it follows a pattern, who this guy is, come on, folks. If we don't investigate that this was a setup, we're chumps. It might have been real. What, one chance out of ten? What's your gut tell you? What's your gut tell you on this? My gut tells me they whacked him. My gut tells me it's all staged. They're going to blame some mental patient and blame the Second Amendment, and they're now doing it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week, and this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's proflowers.com, secret code RADIO13.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in a couple minutes, we're going to the author of The Fix Is In. We also carry the book at InfoWarsStore.com. He is the leading guy. He's done hundreds of interviews on TV and radio, you name it. The Fix Is In. He's gotten into the FBI files, interviewed FBI agents about the staging of sporting events. Some of them are totally staged. Others are manipulated here and there because, but just the NFL, it's some ridiculous number. I forget all the numbers, something like $100 billion every couple years. We're going to get all those actual numbers from him. What does he think about the power going off last night, right as Beyonce flashes the Illuminati symbol? And by the way, all these different hip-hop people and pop stars, because I've seen some documentaries breaking it down, they admit they're in the Illuminati. They're not really in the Illuminati, but they understand that they're associating it with the power structure. They're throwing it in your face. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. Never forget, this broadcast is something I'm risking my life to bring to you. Not because I'm a hero, but because there's no future under authoritarianism. This is a scientific form of authoritarianism. This is a very nasty anti-human program. And so I am 1,000% dedicated to beating these people. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you sign up to get the magazine at cost in bulk, or when you get the new T-shirt that has Obama, it's a new Joker design, even more powerful than the limited edition we put out for about a year, and it's been gone for about a year and a half. Well, it's back, Obama the Tyrant. It says Tyrant with Infowars.com, and it is Obama as the Joker, and he looks demoniac. And it's designed to defame someone who deserves to be defamed. It is designed to take their idol. Yeah, he's a puppet, but he's their God. They tried to say he's their Christ, but we pull him down. And then we took our most popular T-shirt and put it on the back. Infowars.com with an AK-47, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed inside the gun with come and take it, the battle cry of the Texas Revolution. Let me tell you, I predict this will be the best seller ever. And it's going to be limited edition. I'm going to sell it in 2013, and then that's it. It is a limited edition Infowars.com T-shirt. You can also call toll-free to get the ProPure water filters with a 10% discount with promo code WATER. Can't forget that. And you can call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Not only do we have the best videos, the best deals, check it out for yourself, we sell things I believe in. I turn down sponsors literally every week. I promote what I believe in, what I use. And when you support us at InfoWarsHealth.com, shopping with the Patriots, shopping with the good guys, the guys wearing the white hats, when you go to InfoWarsHealth.com to get the incredible vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients, the hundreds of great products there, the best out there, that supports our news organization, InfoWarsHealth.com. When you call and buy the books, the videos, you name it, that supports the news operation, the whole system we're building. So again, InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsStore.com for the books, the videos, the ball caps, the apparel, the Patriot apparel. Great to meet like-minded people, to be a walking bumper sticker for the truth. We're going 110% here. We need your support, and you are giving it to us. Spread the word about the broadcast. When you're listening on AM and FM stations, go on street corners and hand out cards that you print up or printouts saying tune in to that local station and why they should do it. Get aggressive, ladies and gentlemen. Get a fighting spirit. Think that we can win. Realize we can win. And then get out there and we're going to take down the globalists. It's understanding that we don't have a choice. And it's exhilarating to stand up against tyranny. Don't let it crush you down. Don't make it let you feel like you don't have any power. You've got incredible power. That's why they're scared of you. And 99% of the people that serve evil are compartmentalized and don't even know it. Sometimes it's easier to wake up somebody who actually works on the inside than the outside because they know it's true. Police are the easiest to wake up because they listen and they know, man, this guy knows what he's talking about. How does he know all this? This is what I've done for 17 years. I know what you're going to be told before you get told it. I know all the training, the programs, the brainwashing, all of it. Okay? Military people. This show is incredibly popular with the military, unbelievably so. It blows me away. Anytime I walk into a restaurant and there's troops, almost every time they come over and are listeners, and they tell me how their whole unit listens and the whole base listens and how I'm banned and how they tell them don't listen so everybody starts listening. That's been going on for like 15 years. I'm going to go to our guests and then your calls. I'm going to go to Brendan and Donna and Eric and Derek. We're going to get to all of you. Our guest is just on for 10 minutes with us. The point is that we've got a chance to really hurt the globalist. And by the grace of God and your prayers, I'm still alive. And because there's a lot of good people in the system as well who've been compartmentalized, we've got to get those compartmentalization membranes, those bulkheads out of there. So people can see for miles and miles, not just what's right in front of them, what's being shoved in front of them. You got blinders on and they just shove under the tiny little blinder what you're allowed to see. We need to get people seeing all around them. We need to believe in humanity again, God's creations. We need to know God made us in his image to be leaders and builders, not to be slaves of the devil in this system. All right. Now that said, we're going to go to our guest. I interviewed him a few months ago. People really asked us to have him back, so he is back. The fix is in. The showbiz manipulation of the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and NASCAR, and more. And when I asked him what's the most corrupt, is it boxing? He said, no, not really. It's probably basketball. And, again, it is getting more and more corrupt because it is the new religion, and people say, don't touch my religion. It is just unbelievable, and we saw the power go off last night. And, you know, they're saying this moment of electrifying football comedy brought to you by the greenest game in Super Bowl history. And they're getting used to it. Well, green energy goes off, but it's for the Earth. And they have Global Earth Day and Earth Hour and all these other days, turn your power off. They've had other sporting events where they turn it off on purpose. Enron got caught turning power off to condition people that there's not enough power, so everyone will accept higher power prices all over the country. Power prices are going up, and all over the world, they precipitate power prices going up by turning the power off on purpose to create the perception of scarcity. It is a mass hoax, and I believe, from knowing what I know, and I covered it last hour, that this was probably staged. I don't know Brian Toohey's take on this, but we're going to get his take. He's the author of The Fix Is In, The Showbiz Manipulators of Sports, recognizes America's leading expert on game fixing in sports. He's been interviewed by everything. XM, ESPN, you name it, this show, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, you name it. And he joins us. And, of course, sports is used to have little kids from Sandy Hook to demonize the Second Amendment and exploit them and to have ads running against the Second Amendment. It's like the running man in the Stephen King novel, the running man that got turned into a movie, the short story. That's what it is. Sports has always been the heart of the Nazi regime, the heart of the Soviet regime, the heart of the Roman regime, the heart of societies manipulating people. It's the big grand pageant so the globalists, the controllers, can inject their propaganda. I'm not even saying sport. If you're in sports, they're great. I think sports are the best thing for children. I think they're one of the few wholesome things left. But at the top, it's rotten. At the top, it's disgusting. At the top, it's Lance Armstrong. It's a dirty joke. Well, the Bible says wickedness is in high places. So the book, The Fix Is In, available, discounted at InfoWarsShop.com. Support the author, support us, get the truth out. He joins us now. What was your take overall first on the Super Bowl and then the blackout? Did you see any signs there? You know, one team's winning and then the blackout happens and then the momentum changes. To me, that's not where the real fixes would be, but you're the expert. Brian, good to have you.
It's good to be on again, Alex. Good to hear from you. With the Super Bowl, before we get into that quick, I don't know, did you happen to see the sports page of the New York Times today at all?
No, I didn't.
Okay. There's a big thing in soccer, which is the world's game, literally the world's game, most popular game in the world. They had a big announcement regarding over probably 600 different soccer matches that have been fixed worldwide recently. And they think it's all pinpointed perhaps to one guy in Singapore. And, I mean, these are literally soccer matches at every level, all the way up to the World Cup, which is even bigger than the Super Bowl. And so I hear from a lot of people who say, well, you know, you can't fix the game. Well, here's a literal proof that games have been fixed literally worldwide, literally in the biggest sport and the biggest stage out there, and yet people think, you know, nobody can mess with the Super Bowl. And I just find that absurd because you look at what happened last night and you've seen that the referees made calls that should have not been made. They're calls that they overlooked that should have been made, and then you had this whole blackout, which, you know, literally has everybody in the country talking about the Super Bowl, whether you want to or not.
And we did find that article. We'll put it back up on screen for TV viewers over at InfoWarsNews.com. Investigation finds suspected fixing in 680 soccer matches, and scanning over that while you were talking, I noticed that it's exactly what you wrote in your book, how they're doing it, because you've read the FBI files.
Well, exactly. I mean, I know that games in the NFL have been fixed. I know games in the NBA have been fixed in Major League Baseball, and I know that they're still investigating potential fixed games today. The problem is you don't hear about it because they don't want you to hear about it because they don't want you to think that something like this could be corrupt because they want to distract you and they want to entertain you, and they don't want you to think about this sort of corruption within the game. But it's true that it has to be there. I mean, the NFL says we've never had a game fixed by anyone ever. And I've talked to numerous guys in sports books on both sides of the, you know, both sides of the window, guys who book the bets, guys who are making the bets, and they'll say to a man that that's absurd, that of course games have been fixed, but you can't prove these things because you can't find the proof. You can't find the evidence because there is no concrete evidence of this sort of behavior.
So this is a big deal.
Something last night, and you see that game, you know, it's very likely that last night's game was manipulated to keep it interesting to the very end, to literally the last play of the game, because that made CBS happy, that made the advertisers happy, and it made the NFL happy.
Go over the numbers on sports betting just in the United States.
Well, sports betting, there's been no good estimate it because it's all illegal. I mean, literally only perhaps as much as 1% of the amount of money gambled on sporting events in the United States is done legally in Las Vegas and Nevada. Otherwise, they estimate anywhere from $80 to $380 billion is wagered illegally on this country on sporting events each year. Which, even if you take the low estimate, the $80 billion, that's nearly four times as much money as the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and the National Hockey League make combined.
It's amazing numbers we're talking about here. Did you see any signs overtly of manipulation last night? I mean, I guess you're saying you did. Break down how they do that.
Well, the main thing, the legal way, and it's the scary part is it is legal for, like, if the NFL wanted to fix its own game, if they wanted to fix the Super Bowl last night or manipulate it, they can do so legally because there's no law that prevents them from doing that. And the easiest way to do it would be through the referees. Now, last night they had this referee named Boger, who was admittedly probably one of the middle-ranked of their own officiating crew, and yet he wound up officiating the biggest game of the year, which is not the way the NFL is supposed to do it, but a lot of people think because he was African-American that he got put on this major stage just because of that. And now you have this guy on this big stage, and then you see clearly, like, especially late in the game, calls that should have been made, penalties that should have been called on the Ravens that weren't called, that weren't assessed, and you had guys like Phil Simms on CBS broadcast. And first thing, oh, that was a good no call. And then as the game progressed, he said, well, maybe they should have made that call, but I guess they're just letting them play out there. Well, apparently, if you have a rule book in the NFL, it doesn't always apply. You can apply the rules when you want to.
And obviously, he's been told to do this if it is fixed, and so he's not going to get in trouble. And that's why you see these obvious calls that are meant to keep the game closer longer.
Involved. Everybody is making more money because of that because, you know, when's the last time we had a Super Bowl that wasn't really interesting, that was a blow-off? It's been over a decade since that happened. And I don't believe in coincidence when billions of dollars are at stake.
And notice they say that this was the highest rated and made the most money ever.
Well, and the scary part is, I mean, how many people voted in the last presidential election? Like 126 million, I think, give or take. And that's probably pretty much the same amount of people in the United States who watched the Super Bowl last night. Doesn't that say something about our country? I mean, in not necessarily the best of ways, that we're more interested in a football game than perhaps who's in control of our government?
It is the modern bread and circus, the opiate of the masses. Now, what about the power outage? That's like the Clue game, or everybody's at the castle, and the lights go off, and somebody's got a steak knife stuck in their chest. And then the rest of the, you know, movie, you're trying to find out who did it. And then, oh, it's green energy. We've got to get used to the power going off. I've seen them turn the power off for a few minutes to show that energy is bad at soccer games in Europe and things. I think it was staged. I think they did this on purpose to keep the game going, to make everybody heighten their awareness, to have something different go on. What do you think?
I agree with you. I don't think it was necessarily a legitimate event, that it was really, truly just somebody screwed up somewhere. I mean, I've heard, you know, people say that the NFL did it on purpose, like you say, to make it more interesting to get people talking about the game. I've heard people say that City of New Orleans did it basically as revenge against the NFL because of the whole Bountygate scandal within the NFL that really punished the New Orleans Saints. I've heard a lot of different things, and nobody, it's amazing that nobody even from the city of New Orleans, from the power company there, has said publicly what happened.
Well,
and you would think by
sure.
Now they would have been pretty easy to figure it out because they got the lights back on within 30 minutes. So it couldn't have been that big of a deal.
Well, here's the issue. They turn the lights on all the time. They know what they're doing, and it just shows the arrogance of the system that things like this happen. But, hey, people don't just believe now the official story they're told anymore that it was just a snafu. That shows the power structure is losing all its credibility. Where do you see this going for sports? Just bigger and bigger, and maybe, you know, the games get even more tight and it gets more obvious, but people don't care because the ticket says it's only entertainment.
Well, that's the main thing. It is only entertainment. It is just show business. But I think at a certain point in time, these things, at least the United States, have to reach a saturation level where it can't get much bigger unless they put on more and more of a production where it becomes more than sport, which is fine, but where it becomes, like you say, show start seeing through it. I mean, you know, you can only watch so much reality TV before you realize, well, you know, this isn't all real. You know, they're staging some of this. They're making these things occur because they have to keep the show interesting. Well, that's exactly what I think they do with sports, that they stage certain things, they promote certain teams, they promote certain players, and make sure those teams and players succeed because they think it makes it a better production. It makes people tune in.
Well, they're also blurring the lines between reality and fiction, where the Zero Dark 30, they have the White House and the Senate come out and say, hardly any of this is accurate, this is all wrong, but it's the original fake story the White House put out, but then they put a disclaimer, oh, this isn't accurate, but people go, and I've sat there in restaurants repeatedly, because I've gone to a restaurant twice right by a movie theater, and I heard people talk about, oh, it's a true story, it's so incredible, we just saw Zero Dark 30, and the thing is literally a work of fiction.
Yeah, and that's why I think, you know, your sporting events are going the same way.
Do one more segment with us. I want to ask what else is on the radar screen and what this big soccer report, absolutely validating what you've been saying, means to this giant hoax that is modern professional sports. Then I promise, when we start the next hour, callers, I'm going to you straight up.
Attention, gardeners and patriots. Drought conditions in our nation's heartland and massive Federal Reserve debt monetizing are creating the perfect conditions for dramatically higher food prices in the months ahead. That means there has never been a better time to secure an ongoing source of nutritionally dense food for you and your family. The Survival Seed Bank contains the perfect mix of germination-tested non-hybrid seeds. You get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden that can produce an endless supply of garden fresh food. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And the best part, right now, every Survival Seed Bank comes with an additional $300 in free seeds. It's the biggest seed giveaway in Seed Bank history. This is the original best-selling Survival Seed Bank seen on TV nationwide. Don't miss this amazing Survival Seed giveaway at SurvivalSeedBank.com. Remember, in a real economic crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com today. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I only talked to Chris Kyle once for about 45 minutes or so, I guess. I liked him. I mean, he came off like a real guy. I guess he's from Dallas like I am, or outside Dallas like I am. And but I know Jesse Ventura never talks about wanting troops to die. And I've actually seen him tear up before all this happened. And driving in my car talking about troops being killed because he really loves the military. All these guys do. And that's Ventura first said, and I think his gut was right. He goes, do you think they had a double as a setup to set him up? That's the first thing Jesse Ventura said last year when I called him, and he had to go into town to send an email to get on the phone with me. And he's like, Alex, and he had his wife there, and he had it on speaker, I guess, in a hotel room or whatever. He's like, Alex, you know, you're joking. This isn't real. Come on. And so I know Ventura didn't do this, and I just don't know what they did to Chris Kyle. But I think they killed him. I mean, just I was here reading an article that just went up at InfoWars.com. Just went up. Murdered Navy SEAL was Obama gun control foe. And I'd actually seen this video this weekend where he was working and going to do a national campaign to get armed teachers. And they just do not want somebody out there who's got that type of credibility. Just like Pat Tillman was going to come home and badmouth the opium and stuff, and they killed him. Murdered Navy SEAL Chris Kyle, gunned down at Point Blank Range in Texas this past weekend, was emerging as a prominent gun control critic, working to place armed guards in schools in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook massacre. A very important article by Paul Watson. And it's not just that he's dead. I've said bad things about him, like, you know, he talks about lying in his book. He talks about lying for operations or whatever. It's not good to talk ill of the dead, especially if you don't know they were a bad person. I just am just really, really upset right now. By the way, a lot of prominent pro-gun people are being killed. And if this continues, we know there's a purge. And ATF is visiting gun owners that buy just one gun, two guns, buy ammo. They're harassing people. Homeland Security says we're the new terrorist, and man, this is bad. This is bad. They say returning vets are the number one enemy, and Obama's got an NDAA. We're going to come back in the next hour and go directly to Brenda and others that are holding. The fix is in. Brian, we only got about 3 minutes. How big is this soccer situation where it's now coming out, okay, Lance Armstrong did dope, okay, yeah, the soccer games are fixed. This is a big deal. If this ever starts coming out, will it hurt things, or will it just be like going to Disney World to watch a football game? You know it's fake, but, you know, that Sky Mountain or whatever still is pretty fun.
I think you look at professional wrestling and you can see that, where people don't necessarily care that it's fake, but it's still a good entertainment. It's still, you know, good show of physical prowess on these people's part. But you look at soccer, like I say, the thing that worries me, the thing that scares me, should scare a lot of sports fans of this country, is if you can look around the world and you can see as many games have been fixed, apparently in soccer, I think 680 they mentioned in that article alone, and that's not covering everything. That's just one investigation. And you look at tennis has been fixed, you look at cricket that's been fixed, rugby games have been fixed, but then you look here in the United States, and supposedly everything's fine. You know, nothing, no football, no baseball, no basketball, no hockey.
Well, we're a free country. I mean, come on, nothing. The government, private corporations. I mean, J. Edgar Hoover said the mafia was a conspiracy theory in 1952.
Well, exactly, and that's the part that should be frightening sports fans, because you can't look at these games and say they can't be fixed. Not when there's that much money being illegally gambled out there. That money has the power to corrupt, because it's all going to organized crime. They're the ones who, you know, run these illegal bookmakers.
And Zbigniew Brzezinski
don't have the power is crazy.
And Zbigniew Brzezinski's written 3 books admitting that the globalists run organized crime. Well, of course they do. Of course they do. Wow. All right. Thank you for joining us. I know it's on your lunch break. Brian Toohey, The Fix is In, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We're going to have you back for a full hour soon, in-depth on the nightly news. Brian, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. Next hour, straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.